We've been listening to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, conducted by Craig Jessup. They sang a song from the musical The Secret Garden, which I chose, Come to My Garden, the invitation, because right now we have an invitation from the combined departments of the Music Department and the Art Department, faculty of Salisbury University. And here to tell us about it is Dr. William M. Folger. He is Director of Choral Studies, hence the choral work that we just played, Associate Professor of Music and Chair of the Department of Music at Salisbury University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about this event?
Well, this is, as you said, a collaborative effort between the Department's Art and Music, featuring our faculty. And this is certainly an ongoing part of the exhibit that began back in January. This is an event that starts at 3 o'clock with a panel discussion by our artist faculty. And then at 5 o'clock, the Department of Music faculty will perform an hour concert in Fulton Hall 112. The lecture is in 111. And then following immediately is the reception, and then you can peruse the wonderful gallery.
And which gallery is it? There are a couple gallery spaces on campus now. Which gallery is
that? This is the gallery right in the main entrance of Fulton Hall.
And as you mentioned, this show actually unofficially opened on January 21st, but this is kind of the official opening of this faculty exhibition and the Living Studio residency here at Salisbury University. Now, the date of the faculty recital is February 8th again.
Correct.
And as well as after that, the official reception and opening of the show. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the faculty members that will be involved in this?
It's diverse in both art and music, and since I'm in charge of the music, I will talk about that primarily. But the concert, less than an hour, involves all kinds of music. Just probably there's a piece for everyone, including a few that you may know, like Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy, and also the beautiful Rachmaninoff Vocalises by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Both of those respectively performed by Lyuba Peskova, who's one of our adjunct professors, and then Dr. Jeff Schoen and Dr. Linda Cockey with the Rachmaninoff. And then there's others, a beautiful trio by Rolf Wilhelm, Professor Lee Nyer and his wife Veronica, and one of the SSO players, Ron Davis. And then we end with a piece that's going to feature our brand new marimba, five-octave marimba that the department acquired, performed by Eric Schuster, who's one of our adjunct percussion instructors. And then there's some light pieces.
I love marimba.
Yes, yes, it's a beautiful instrument, beautiful rosewood, so we have to feature that. It'll be the premiere. So there's something for everyone. There's even a violin sonata played by Sachi, Mirsugi, and myself called Frühlings, so anticipating spring, as we all look forward to that.
And did you say John Wesley Wright will also be performing, and he's a doctor now, right? Did
he just? He's getting there, getting close.
He's
yes,
getting close.
Professor John Wesley Wright will be performing with also our guitar professor, Dr. Danielle Cummings. Beautiful pieces of spirituals called "Fix Me" and "I Got a Home." I'm sure they'll rouse the audience with those numbers. And Danielle will be playing a solo guitar piece by Rodrigo before that.
Now, I had just asked you before we started. I know that many conservatories do faculty recitals. It's part of their normal repertoire, but I think it's a little unusual for a college to do that. How long have you been doing that here?
Well, in my tenure, it was about 9 years, just about every year. And in the last maybe 4 or 5, I could be a little off there, we've been collaborating with the art department. And of course, most of our faculty perform in addition to our heavy teaching load. Some of us are conductors, so we conduct ensembles, and others are both conductors and artists on our own instruments.
Yes, and not just locally. I know many of your staff are nationally and internationally performing, which is a marvelous facet to have here at Salisbury University.
It's wonderful, and that's important for our students, that they see that we're active artists, and we also incorporate them into our artistic experiences.
And I'm speaking to Dr. William Folger, chair of the music department. And what were you telling me about? She has some news coming up?
Yes. Danielle was awarded tenure in our department in the university, and she'll be conferred that in August then. So we're happy to have her.
That's wonderful. And I know She now has a regular ongoing guitar festival with great soloists as well as great mentors and a beginning guitar. For anybody who's ever wanted to just get their hands on the guitar, they can come to that.
It's a wonderful experience, and it expands every year. So please join. That's in late April.
And you can find out more about that event or also the event that we're incited our speaking this morning, the music faculty recital in conjunction with the art department faculty show. That's this Friday at 5 p.m. That's Friday the 8th at 5 p.m. You can find out about that online at salisbury.edu. Go to the calendar of events or call
410-543-6385, the Department of Music phone number.
And I don't know if I told you, I reached out to Dr. Folger about this. I am always, having had a performance background, I'm very excited about when departments at universities, which can often be very fractured, I find it very exciting when they combine on events. I actually, in my professional career, I got an unusual write-in, Helen Hayes nomination for a play that I directed where I incorporated dance fantasy sequences into a straight dramatic play. And that was one of the highlights of at least kudo highlights of my career.
It's a definite highlight.
And so it's always exciting to hear about these kind of coordinations between the departments. And so this is, again, the art department faculty show as well as their studio residency program combined with the music department faculty recital. And then before that, in the afternoon on the 5th, a lecture about the show. And you told me you're excited about another upcoming coordination between the theater and music department.
Right. We have a wonderful collaboration coming up March 1st through 3rd and 8th through 10th. We're producing the musical Camelot, and it will take place in Holloway Hall Auditorium. If you go to the website /theater department, you can find details about that. It's the first of large musical that we've produced in a number of years. And then a little further along in April on the 14th at Wicomico Presbyterian Church, both University Chorale and Salisbury Chorale will perform a concert there featuring Brahms' Liebeslieder, waltzes, and then a Haydn little organ mass featuring Susan Zimmer at the organ. So we look forward to seeing you there. That's at 4:30 p.m. On the 14th of April. And then finally, sorry, one more thing. In May, the first weekend of May, we are producing the opera Die Zauberflöte, the magic flute, featuring our wonderful singers here on campus. Professor John Wright and myself are artistic directors for that, and Tom Anderson is also doing the wonderful work with our scenes. So,
is that an opera workshop production?
It's part of our opera workshop production, yes. And only two performances, May 4th and 5th, that first weekend of May in Holloway Hall Auditorium. Please come out for that.
So a lot going on culturally, and that's just what's going on here at Salisbury University. You can find out more at salisbury.edu. I would be remiss if I didn't also mention that Dr. Jeffrey Shoyan and his wife Sachi are playing as part of the Peter and Judy Jackson Chamber Music Series, their Allegheny Ensemble, and that's Wednesday, April 17th. So a lot of things coming up. For information on all of those, you can go to the website, salisbury.edu. Of course, if in the broader Delmarva region, we know there's a lot going on artistically, and we do our best to share all of them as they come up. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming and talking to us a bit about this faculty, the dual faculty recitals, so to speak, coming up on the 8th. Thanks a lot. And we'll go out hearing from another member of the music faculty, John Wesley Wright, internationally working tenor, who also is a member of the American Spiritual Ensemble, and that's the recording that we'll hear now as he sings with them. And the American Spiritual Ensemble has performed here at the school and at Asbury United Methodist Church. And if you take the time to go to their website, you'll see each member of this American Spiritual Ensemble has tremendous individual credentials. So when they get together as a group, it's really quite something. Here's one, a work by William Grant Still, sung by John Wesley Wright.